Unfortunately, Coleman's was not the only organisation to announce closure this week. The Wolf and Bird restaurant on Exchange Street is closing, and Argos are closing their Castle Mill store. And more bad news came when it was revealed that the Norwich to London rail service is one of the worst in England. Seven of Abellio Greater Anglia services were late on more than 200 occasions in 2017. The owner of a city centre restaurant has announced its closure. Francis Wolfe of Wolfe and Bird informed customers via Facebook that the fried chicken restaurant had closed its doors for the final time. The Exchange Street-based business, owned by Mr. Wolfe and his business partner Felix Rayberg, opened in March last year. Mr. Wolfe said, "To all our valued customers, friends and supporters, it is with a heavy heart we announce the closure of Wolfe and Bird." Wolfe and Bird began 3.5 years ago with a borrowed gazebo, a fryer and a little help from my friends. Since then, we have had fantastic reviews and endorsements from C4, Sunday Brunch, Carno, Dizzy, Rascal, Cool, G-Rap, Pete Rock, CL Smooth, and from the majority of the wonderful people of Norwich who have eaten with us. When we look on the large site at Exchange Street, we only saw big things. But existing as an independent, ethical fast food restaurant in such a large space was not sustainable.
Castle Mall is set to lose its Argos store after the company announced it will close its branch on March the 30th, putting 40 jobs at risk, it is understood. The announcement that the Castle Mall branch of Argos was to close was given to staff on Thursday morning and has put around 40 jobs at risk, this newspaper understands. Argos said it will make every effort to help affected staff find alternative roles, and the delivery operation will be moved to its Riverside branch. One member of Argos staff, who's worked at the Castle Mall branch for around a year and asked not to be named, said colleagues were resigned to the closure. "It makes business sense," he said. "That is the way retail is going. People aren't shopping in public anymore. They're shopping online."
Attention all passengers. It is the news every commuter dreads to hear over the station tannoy. The evening news has revealed the shocking state of our region's railways, where more than 90% of some train services are routinely delayed. Seven of Abellio Greater Anglia services between Norwich and London Liverpool Street were late on more than 200 occasions in 2017. The figures were compiled by Raildar, which logs train firms' performance compared to their timetables. In 2015, Network Rail said it was investing £170 million to improve performance on the Norwich to London Liverpool Street line. It came after Abellio was ranked fifth worst of 23 UK train operators, with 14% of services arriving late. One thing that never fails to arrive on time are rail firms' annual price rises. This month, companies were allowed to up fares by 3.6%, the biggest increase in 5 years. That saw an off-peak return from Norwich to London increase from £53.10 to £55. Green City Councillor Leslie Graham said, "What's the use of Norwich in 90 if people can't afford it? It'll be Norwich in £90 before that happens."